Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National West Virginia Day. It's also National Bavarian Crepes Day. It's National Goof Off Day, which I'm not going to be able to do. And that's it. I was preparing for another one, and that was all. I am so not going to be able to goof off today because a thing at work, managers always want these reports and KPIs and metrics and all this kind of bullshit. And they always need it at the last minute and don't give you enough time to pull things together. And I just... There's a thing that we were working on, and it ended up that actually we have an insights team that was supposed to be coming up with these metrics for me, and they were unsuccessful. And so now I'm on the hook because it's my name. I'm the buck stops with me. So I have to get in there and try to figure something out to pull together what's needed for this update we've got to give today. So I'm not going to be able to goof off is what I'm saying. So let's just look and see. I really don't have a lot of content at all for today because nothing happened this week. We finished talking about the weekend and I am just, you know, pretty much at the end of my content. So there was a tweet from Kathy Bacon. It started out with a tweet from Scotty Little Aussie Battler, and he was talking about going to Hungry Jack's on a Sunday after church. And Hungry Jack's is the Burger King of Australia. It is, and the logo is the same and everything. I think it's the same company, but they're called Hungry Jack's in Australia. You know what? I can ask ChatGPT that, actually. Let's just see. I will ask. ChatGPT wants me to log in again for some reason. My dog is behind me chewing on a bone and making noise. Is Hungry Jack's in Australia the same company as Burger King in the US? Let's see what it says. Yes, Hungry Jack's in Australia is indeed the same company as Burger King in the United States. The story behind the different names is due to trademark issues. When Burger King decided to expand into Australia in 1971, it found that the name Burger King was already trademarked by a takeaway food shop in Adelaide. Therefore, the Australian franchisee Jack Cowan, or Cowan, I'm not really sure, C-O-W-I-N, selected the name Hungry Jack's for the Australian outlets using the name of a pancake mix, Hungry Jack, produced by Pillsbury, which was part of Burger King's ownership group at the time. Oh, yeah. That's true. I remember there being a pancake mix called Hungry Jack's. I was not born in 1971. I mean, I was not alive in 1971. But anyway, I don't like Burger King. Now, I don't know if it tastes the same in Australia. I find that fast food tastes different in other countries than it does in the US. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. It really depends on the fast food place and the foreign location, or to me, the foreign location, because, you know, I'm from the U.S., so any place outside of the U.S. for me is foreign. So anyway, he messaged and saying that he was going, and I had responded and said, hey, I'm all for going to a fast food place. I personally would not choose Burger King because I don't like it, but I endorse stopping for fast food. I do. It's a thing that I do, even on my diet, as long as I can work it in, you know, and stay under the amount of calories that I need to be, then I'm all for eating fast food. I love it. Fast food is my favorite thing. Food. I'm such a foodie, but honestly, I'm, you know, I feel like chefs are this way as well. You know, the people will say, oh, Adam, you know, your favorite food is like a double cheeseburger. How can you call yourself a foodie and all that kind of stuff? Chefs who spend their day, you know, their evening, their whole day, every day cooking this fancy, you know, Michelin star food. When their shift lets out, they'll go to fast food places or bars or other things and eat just, you know, anything. Chefs, you know, chefs love fast food a lot of times. So Kathy Bacon responded and said, haha, Adam, I'm jelly of your, oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's unrelated, but she says, no, maybe, let's see. What'd she say? Yeah, she said, I'm jelly of your workout dedication. I'm in my new house now. Now all I need is motivation to copy you. And so I responded, I've only been dedicated for the past 3 months. We will see how long it lasts. Because that's when I decided, okay, Adam, you're gonna take back control of your life. And you're going to, you know, you're going to lose that dad weight. And so, yeah, so that's, and I, like I said, the past couple of weeks have not been ideal for me. I did lose 2 pounds last time I weighed, which was like a week ago. I had lost 2 pounds. And so that's good. But I felt like I was going to really double down and do better this week. And instead, no, the weekend was not good because we were traveling and I tried to count calories, but who knows, you know, when you go to a restaurant, if it's not a chain restaurant, they don't have to put calories. And so you have to guess. And so I was having to guess. I tried to do my best, but I'm not sure that how accurate it was. And then on Sunday, I decided that was going to be my splurge day. And so I totally didn't even log anything on Sunday. So when I weigh this coming Saturday, we will see. What if I just skip weighing? It's a slippery slope, lady. I mean, the minute you stop weighing yourself and then, you know, it's like the next week, you're like, you know, I'm going to skip another week. And then you add more splurge days in because you're like, oh, I'm sure I'm fine. You know, so who knows? But anyway, yeah. So I've been doing okay, but I didn't start back the exercising. But I will say this, Kathy. I don't even know if you still listen to Geeky Gay, but assuming you do, I think what's helping this time is I'm not trying to over commit to anything. I'm really, like, even on my calorie counting, normally when I would count calories, I would have to be under 1500 calories every single day. And I was a stickler, like under 1500 calories. Now Noom gives me a range. And I would say I go to at least 1700 or 1800 a day. And, sometimes more depending on how much I work out in that day, because Noom adjusts the range based on how much activity you've had in the day. So I'm not being as, so I'm being a little bit more laid back about it, but also, the working out, I'm really trying to not work out 6 or 7 days a week. Like I do a couple of days, a couple of mornings during the week, 30 minutes, nothing big. And then I put 4 hours on the week. I mean, that is a lot. I put 4 hours on the weekend. So, I mean, yes, that is quite a bit of working out. But that I've only started doing that the past, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks. So I haven't been doing that for very long. And the steps, yeah, I'm just trying to, and it helps me because when I'm working, we all know that I don't really love my job. And so, and meetings are the worst. So I'll have a meeting, and then if I have a break in between meetings, I'll get up and do a walk around the block before I have to come back and jump on my next call or whatever. And I do a few of those a day, you know, during the day, and I'm able to get to 10,000 calories or 10,000 steps. So, and with the water, you know, I've been adding a little bit of water at a time, although I've been stuck on 3 glasses a day for quite a while. So I feel like I need to, at some point, add a fourth. But I don't know when. Like, because three is like as soon as I get up, when I eat lunch, when I eat dinner. So I just gulp a glass of water really quick because I don't really like water. Maybe I could do one before bed, but then if I do it before bed, I'll need to pee. If I drink an entire 8-ounce glass of water before bed, I'll need to pee. I'll have to get up in the middle of the night. I don't know. So anyway, you guys can tweet me as well over on X. You can X me on X if you want to. I am, what am I on X? Geeky Gay TV is what I am. So occasionally I do look at those and I will talk about them when I don't have any content. Scotty always says I don't respond to his exes, but I just did, Scotty. There you go. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.